So when something really, really good happens at your company, it was just a stroke of good luck, not some individual act of genius. When there's a huge unexpected windfall, should management put it all away for the bad times? Should they give themselves lavish bonuses and declare themselves geniuses anyway? Or give a chunk to everyone in the company as a holiday surprise? Well, the shocking success of the soft porn, vampire-free romance slash S&M guidebook for the rich and aging, 50 Shades of Grey, have you heard of it, has made Random House a ton of cash. And Marcus Dole, the chief executive at Random House, is giving everyone at the company a $5,000 bonus. Dan Ariely, author and professor of behavioral economics at Duke University, joins us. Dan, welcome to the show.
My pleasure.
So now everyone at Random House will be wearing I Heart Random t-shirts?
They will probably like the company much more for a while. I'm not sure it will go with those t-shirts, but I'm sure it will create lots of goodwill toward the company.
Is this an effective strategy for producing company loyalty, greater productivity, that sort of thing?
So bonuses do all kinds of things. One thing, they're good for accounting. They basically create incentive. Like, we tell people, okay, if you'll do well, we'll give you a bonus. This kind of a bonus, if you think about it, it's very different from the other bonuses we've been talking about in the last few years, because it came as a complete surprise. You not incentivize people up front. You tell them at the end, hey, you have done something good. We didn't tell you this was coming, but now that you've done something good, we are reciprocating. And this is the real issue of kind of gift giving, right? It's a company basically saying, we appreciate what you're doing. It's not revenue sharing that we give you back 1% of your extra effort. We actually care about you. We are in a good time with good fortune, and we're sharing this around. And I think this kind of bonus actually creates much more social desire to help the other side. So now ask yourself, what would happen if Random House needs people to come on the weekends? And I think they probably get lots of goodwill for their employees for this movement.
So economically speaking, the goodwill has greater value than the theoretical incentives, where people go to work every day thinking, man, if I do really well this week and next month, I'll get my bonus and I can plan for that.
So I don't know about every situation, but there are many situations that's what we find. And if you give people some like social reward, in our case, we tried a compliment. You get a nice word from the boss. If you did a good job, you basically create this reciprocity between you and your company. And what's really interesting about this is that it's about complete contracts. You know, it's very hard to think about how do you write the exact description of somebody's work and pay them based on that. So if you think about janitors, right? Janitors need to do all kinds of things that go beyond their particular duty of emptying trash. And once you understand that goodwill basically helps align the overall incentives, people at Random House would not just care about their particular job, they'll care about the company as a whole. This is actually a very good thing.
Although, does it run out after 1 year and they're not going to have this $5,000 next year? So they'll just go, oh, that was great, but now it's back to the same old grind.
So it's a really good question of how long would that last? And you can ask a question, for example, would they have been better off giving people $4,000 now and an iPad next year and kind of space it out in another way? They probably could have spaced it a bit more. Like, you could say, you know, if they gave people $4,000, would it have been less than kind of taking these $1,000 and giving it next year or in 6 months and so on? There are probably ways to take this $5,000 and stretch it to create even more a feeling of relationship and caring and social norms.
I'm wondering, for senior management, if they get told they're getting a $5,000 bonus, they're going to be mad, right? Because they would normally get like a $500,000 bonus or something, right?
Well, I think that the book industry have not been doing that well. I don't think that executives at Random House are the same as Goldman Sachs. But people that have enough money to afford the necessities of life, now you can say, would you be better off giving them cash or getting them things that they would feel guilty buying for themselves? And if you have a category of things that you would feel guilty buying for yourself, then you might actually give people more value by buying them things that they really love rather than things that they could buy for themselves.
The car from Oprah phenomenon, maybe that's a codified incentive package going forward for behavioral economists. Dan Ariely, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Dan Ariely is the author of The Honest Truth About Dishonesty and professor of behavioral economics at Duke University.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.